News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Monday time for a little Ballinger Publishing on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with
Good
Meg.
Good morning.
Malcolm is here in the house. Good morning, Malcolm. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you.
Good. It's
on
good for a Monday.
Beautiful Chamber of Commerce.
Kind of day. I'm telling you, they're coming in next. So we'll hear what's happening with the Chamber. But in the meantime, what's happening with you? This weekend was gorgeous. All weekend.
Yes, beautiful.
Beautiful weekend. How was your weekend?
A little quiet. I played a little golf and went out to dinner on Saturday night.
Nice.
It was fairly quiet.
Mine too. I did a whole lot of nothing. It was wonderful.
I'm just trying to think what I did last week. Something's exciting, I'm sure.
Mr. Out There at Everything. I know you're always on the town. We should be calling Malcolm on the town Ballinger.
Yes.
So you've got the Pensacola magazine is
here. Well, yes, I was going to say we need a trumpet fanfare.
It looks beautiful. The picture of these gorgeous two little boys on the front. What are they working on?
Well, I'm just going to say, first of all, there's certain rules about magazines.
Yes, sir. Okay.
If you want people to pick them up, you put, well, in Pensacola, there's three things you can put. Kids.
Careful.
Kids always saying, you know, people see kids,
yeah, this is one of those.
Or a cat or a dog, an animal.
Yes, that'll work.
Or the Blue Angels.
Oh, definitely.
Guaranteed.
Definitely. Yes. Definitely.
So
okay.
It looks like they're working on a very sophisticated Lego thing.
Yes, it's like they're building something, but they're very focused on it. These two cute little boys, probably, 8, 10, something like that, 10 years old, maybe a little older.
Yes.
Just as cute as they could be. And so this is the Super Summer Camps, Science, Water Parks, and More.
Yes.
This is exciting, in case you haven't got your plans for the kids already lined up.
So if you go to page 30, I don't have my glasses on, page 38, and that is where the summer camps begin.
Wow.
Actually, it's page 33.
Look at this.
I put my glasses on.
Yeah, there's about 8 pages of summer camps in here. Incredible. I need to go to camp. I would like to go back to camp. Camp was fun. I didn't like the first week because I always missed my mom and dad. I was one of those kids. I'd be like, I want to go home. And then after a while, then I didn't want to go home by the end.
Yes.
Because it was so much fun and met new kids and all the
stuff.
I
remember
that we
days.
Yeah.
Well, I think what the most important camps for me are the arts camps.
And we've got a bunch of them here.
We've talked about this before. That one of the things that I think is missing in education in our system now is exposure to the arts. And I think it's just so important that we expose the kids to the arts, opera, symphony, whatever it might be.
Well, we've got camps here.
Theater.
Yes. Absolutely.
And and then they can decide if it's for them. But at least we should expose them to it.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things about this community that I absolutely love is it is a thriving arts community. And all of our arts organizations, hands down, are offering special summer camps. So we just had the performance of Showtime from Pensacola Children's Chorus. And I didn't get a chance to see it, but heard it was absolutely amazing, as always. Mm-hmm. You've got the First City Arts Center, and they're offering camps. And those are some real art, like hands-on. Welding, sculpting, that kind of thing, and pottery. Then we have Ballet Pensacola has several different camps for different ages.
I think we'll sign up for the ballet camp. Are we too old for that?
Well, if they had an adult camp and you were signing up, I would go. I would absolutely go. I would bring a camera the whole nine yards. But you know, you make fun, but you've done Dancing with the Stars kind of stuff.
Yes.
You did. So you could do it.
Modestly say that I thought
you do pretty
well.
Yeah. You got Pensacola Opera has a camp, and then we have the Pensacola Museum of Art has summer art camps, and then my personal favorite would be Pensacola Little Theater has a whole bunch of different acting classes, singing classes, and all of these things. Even if your child's not sure or has never really expressed an interest in the arts, I just think any one of these camps. They get to meet other kids, which is great, because sometimes kids are not in your own school, so that's a good thing. But it helps you build up your confidence, because when you stand up and perform, there's something about that that is so powerful. And it's that awkward age where you don't want to, and when you can do this and just have fun with it, I think it makes a big difference in their confidence level going forward.
Yes. I think I've told the story before that as a kid, My dad was playing an opera record, which he'd listened to classical and sometimes opera.
Mm-hmm.
But this one happened to catch my imagination. And it sparked the curiosity to the point now where it's been my lifelong passion.
Isn't that something? How old do you think you were when you first
started listening? I was probably
9
or 10, something like
that. Wow.
I didn't have the advantage of being able to go to an arts camp. I wish I had, but that one experience listening to that record was all it took to spark, as I say, a lifelong passion.
I was a little precocious when I was younger.
Oh, I don't believe that. Not for one moment.
I was little. My mom came home.
You were probably one of those
my mom
obnoxious little kids that was so precocious, always knew everything.
No, but my mom came home and I said, you need to get in the car. She said, excuse me? And I said, I signed myself for acting class. It starts tonight. And I was about 8. I called, signed myself up, and it was a children's class at Tyrone Guthrie Theater in Minnesota. And we were in the basement. And it was this woman, she probably was some famous actress. She was an older woman, and we was in the costume shop. And so she just let us dress up in costumes. Mm-hmm. And I fell in love with it. It was just magical to me. He's staring at
me. I believe it.
No, yes. I mean, I just loved it and right away. Loved it, every bit of it.
I was just thinking, if I met you at 8 years old, would I have liked you?
Yeah.
I'm sure I would.
Pretty innocent.
As precocious
naive
as you were.
Yeah.
Well, you probably boss me around.
I wasn't that. I would say precocious in that I was outgoing, I guess, but also moved around a lot. So I was a little shy, too. So.
Yeah. So anyway, we digress back to.
Put it this way. But one thing I know for sure, we would still be laughing because I've liked to laugh since I was a little kid. I've always loved to laugh. Probably should have been a comedian. It would have been fun.
You would have made a great comedian.
It would be fun.
Yeah.
I'm just not that funny. I'm situational funny.
Well, I could be your script writer.
Oh, there we go. That could be interesting.
Back to educational camps.
We digress.
Yes, we have of course, National Aviation Museum, which is a wonderful experience.
We just had our friends from NAS Whiting Field here.
Yes.
And the NAS Museum is fantastic. So they have summer camps, which is very cool. And there's all kinds of, the city sponsors all kinds of summer camps as well. So they have a summer day camp. They have dance camps, outdoor adventure camp, looks like soccer camp, kayak. Wow, look at all of these. That's incredible.
A great year-round experience is Pensacola Mess Hall.
Yes, they do such a great job.
Yes, they do.
All right, we're talking about summer camps all in this issue of Pensacola Magazine with Malcolm Ballinger here on Pep Talk. If you've got a question or comment for Malcolm, 850-437-1620. Going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. If you've got a question for Malcolm, text it on in at 850-437-1620. We are talking about the latest issue of Pensacola Magazine, Culture and Lifestyle. And speaking of lifestyle, I love this story that you have about, it's called Ripe for the Picking, Explore the Bounty of Local U-Pick Farms. I have not done that, but I've had some friends there's several strawberry farms nearby that have come back with just baskets of fresh picked strawberries. Incredible.
I have not done it for many, many years as a kid. We used to take family vacations. We'd go to a farm.
Really?
Pick
how fun.
Strawberries, raspberries. Back in those days, Dad couldn't afford a really expensive vacation. So we'd go and had a lot of fun.
Now, this was in England?
No, in England, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'd camp.
Outdoor camping?
Yeah, with 10 kids, that was a...
Were there 10 kids in your family?
Yes, I had five brothers and four. I still have five brothers and four sisters.
Wow.
And
who knew, Malcolm?
So you can imagine we were not wealthy by any means. But we had lots and lots of fun. I remember we used to pick blackberries. You had that black stain on your fingers.
Oh,
it seemed like forever.
Right?
But my mom would make jam with it and raspberry tarts and stuff like that.
Do you still get blackberry jam here? Have you ever gotten it here?
You know, I haven't. I don't know.
I was just wondering if Because for me, there's certain, I have certain memories associated with food, so that would be one of those things. If you had strawberries, would it take you right back to the farm?
Yeah, it would be a comfort food. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's really neat.
Yeah.
I'm trying to picture you camping outdoors.
Well, I think that was the last time I did.
Ten kids,
that question about I'll camp out at the Holiday Inn.
Did you have a barracks out there, a big giant tent? Did everybody have individual tents, or did you sleep under the stars?
One big old tent.
Wow.
And my dad had a Volkswagen. They've just introduced a new version of it.
Oh, the van. Yeah.
Well, it was set up with the seats, but it could be converted to a bed. So my mom and dad would sleep in the Volkswagen. There was a name for it, which I can't.
Camper?
Remember. No, not a camper. It was a.
Maybe somebody
out there.
Maybe
remembers.
Someone can help us out. What was the name of the Volkswagen sort of camper van?
Yeah, it was really.
Probably 60. We're talking 60s, right? In the 60s?
Yeah. I was born, long time ago. Yes, it would be the 60s.
Okay. 850-437 if you can help us out on that one. But that's pretty neat.
But it does kind of bring the family together, and you sort of have a sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, well, I think it's important to know we're so spoiled with all the wonderful grocery stores that we have, and to take the kids out and have them see this is actually where it all comes from is pretty fun.
Yes.
It's pretty educational, too.
Yes.
But fun. So here they've listed a peach farm, Blue Basket Farms in Milton. We've got Baker Blueberry Hill, Blueberry Farm in Cantonment. Also another one in Molino. Looks like Dairy Acres, other blueberry farms, Blossom Farm. Let's see, we've got Strawberry Farm. It's pretty cool. You could have fun this summer just going to all the different places.
Yeah.
Really?
We should do that maybe one.
I think it'd
be
fun.
We can just go and pick fruit. And
absolutely. Mm. Some other fun things you've got listed for this summer are all the splash parks in our area. And that is a definite. When it gets to be about 90 degrees, 100 degrees in July,
yes.
Best thing to do, take the kids to a splash park. So you've got Owa, which is nearby. We've got the RV resort in Milton. And we have lots of places out on Pensacola Beach, of course. Big Kahunas in Destin, Shipwreck Island, Panama City Beach. So many different splash city here. Mm-hmm. So many different things that you can do. So lots of activities for the summer.
That is one of the wonderful things about Pensacola. There's always something to do.
Oh, no doubt about it.
You can never say, I don't have anything to do. There's lots and lots. If there isn't a festival or if there isn't an arts event, well, there just always is. There's something going on.
Okay, someone texted in.
Yes.
VW Bus.
Yes, that's
right. I think that's right. Yeah,
VW
thank
Bus.
You.
Yes.
We made it more complicated than it is.
Yeah.
VW Bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. There's always something to do here. And if it's not something that's from all the arts, and then you have baseball, you've got the stadium, you've got all the kids, kids sports camps and cheer camps this summer.
I know, I saw on the news this morning, there were some parents were getting a little too aggressive with a softball, women's softball team. Yes,
really?
They were complaining one of the girls was too big and she was probably too old.
Oh, no.
Yeah, which kind of takes me back to my kids' sports. It was always some aggressive parent.
Well, yeah.
So I was just going to make the point. If your kids play sports, just stay cool.
Let them play.
Let them play, yeah. It doesn't matter if they win or lose. It's nice to win, but they're just learning teamwork and making friends and enjoying themselves. Don't push them.
Isn't it supposed to be fun?
Yes. Well...
But, yes, I've seen, well, there's always that. You see those all the time on the news. A couple of times a summer, there'll be some kind of altercation between the parents.
Yes.
It's never good. Not a good example for the
kids.
Yes.
The object is not to win. It is nice to win, but that's not the object of kids' sports. It's to build teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
And have fun, as you say.
Right. I'm just waiting for the phone to start ringing.
I'm sorry, I've been a bit provocative there, wasn't I?
No, I think it's great. It's great. It really should be about fun, but yes. I think it's also important to learn how to be competitive and to be your best and to do all those kinds of things. I think I was sort of raised in that culture. Just be the best you can be, you know, do the best you can. And then if you didn't win, always walk away knowing you did your best.
Yes, yes. Not everybody is a talented athlete.
That's true.
There's usually always one standout in every team,
mm-hmm.
And that's great. But the rest, no one person wins a game. It takes teamwork.
Absolutely.
And it's good to learn that teamwork, because once you get into the work environment, that seems to be one of the real problems for younger people today. They don't seem to have that sense of teamwork. Many of them seem to be very quiet and shy. Mm.
Well, it's the social skills. When you're in your phone all the time, then you don't get a chance to develop those social skills.
I see it all the time when interns come to Ballinger Publishing.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually a little quiet and timid, but by the time they leave. Yes.
You shake them out of that.
Oh, yes. Not with my crew, you can't be a little mouse in the corner.
That's true. All right. On that note, we're going to take a quick break here, talking to Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing on Pep Talk.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
This is Pep Talk on Monday, and we're chatting with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing, 850-437-1620, talking this morning about the latest issue of Pensacola Magazine. And I noticed on the bottom of the magazine here, Malcolm, it says established 1987. I didn't realize that Pensacola Magazine had been around that long.
Yes, I've owned it for 25 years.
Wow. Now.
And prior to that, it was owned by the Bushell Publishing Company. They mm-hmm. owned it for, I don't know, 8 or 10 years.
Right.
And then prior to that, it was published by the News Journal.
Really? Mm. I did not realize that.
For a period of time, yes. Huh. And prior to that, it was published by, I think it was called Pensacola Engraving Company. So actually, if we trace the history back, it's probably prior to 1987, but we just felt safe in claiming 1987.
Well, wow, I had no idea it had been around that long.
Mm.
That's pretty cool. There's a whole legacy to this magazine, and it's still going.
Yes.
In this digital age, which is pretty impressive.
Which reminds me, of course, you can read it online at ballingerpublishing.com.
Very good.
You can read all of our publications. Thank you for the setup there.
There you go.
You can read all of our publications on ballingerpublishing.com. Which includes Downtown Crowd, Business Climate, and all the special publications we do.
Mm-hmm. Including, I like the Council on Aging publication.
Yes. The recent copy, of course, featured mm-hmm. Dave and Mary.
Right. That was a good article, of course. A little biased on my part.
Yes. And but also many of the other publications that we do, for instance, Cornerstone Magazine for the Home Builders Association. And a long, long list of publications, Medical Directory, the Legal Directory, etc.
Mm-hmm.
All on Pensacola Magazine. Well, you can go to PensacolaMagazine.com, or for all of them, go to Ballinger Publishing.
And you can just click on it. And what's cool about that is you click on it, and you can actually, it's kind of neat. When you click on it, you can turn the pages and read it right there in
yes.
your phone or on your tablet
yes.
or on your computer. That is the cool, I think that's amazing.
Yes.
Technology, really. Although, personally, I still prefer to have it in hand.
Many people say to me that... are we getting played off, I guess.
I know, that's the hook right
I feel
there.
Like I'm at the Oscars getting played off here.
It's automatic. I don't have any control over it, but we're going to wrap it up this morning.
I want to thank my mom and my dad and all of my team.
Yes, there you go. Talking with Malcolm Ballinger, Ballinger Publishing. You can go to ballingerpublishing.com to check out the latest issue of Pensacola Magazine or pensacolamagazine.com. All right. Thanks, Malcolm.
Thank you.
This is Pep Talk. We'll be back after the news.